I'm Risa Rocha. I'm managing editor of Custom Media for Water and Waste Digest magazine. I have here with me Mark Bracken, VP General Manager at Echologics, here to talk about the EchoShore mobile platform. Mark, thank you for joining us here today.
You're welcome, Risa. Thank you for having me.
Can you describe to us what is the EchoShore mobile platform?
Sure. So one of the big issues we've seen in the leak detection world is a lack of ability to find leaks on very large diameter pipes. These pipes typically will range from 24 right up to 120 inches in diameter. Conventional leak detection equipment doesn't work on them. And Echologics has developed a permanent monitoring solution, which we call EchoShore TX for these mains. And after we had done this, we had demand for a mobile solution where people can survey their large diameter pipes in a sequential and organized manner with a non-invasive technology that's very sensitive and specifically designed for large diameter pipes. So we took that technology, which is cell-based, web-enabled, and we essentially put it into a rugged package. And the first project we are doing is in Malaysia. And they're moving these boxes every night and doing leak detection on large diameter pipes and finding lots of leaks.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is this cloud-based leak detection approach more beneficial for a utility?
So typically what's happened is if you want to do leak detection on a large main, you have to go out in the middle of the night and set up traffic control and spend a lot of time out at night. With a web-enabled approach, what you can do is you can stick the boxes in the ground. It's very easy to do. All the data goes into the cloud automatically when the sound in the pipe is lowest, when there's no cars driving around. It gives a lot more flexibility in how the utility can approach their leak detection program.
How and where would a utility apply this technology?
So if you have a utility that's got a large diameter pipe, there's several ways. It's a critical pipe. So I can think of two obvious ways that they want to survey it. So they can set up a bunch of these nodes and they will do the leak detection autonomously. There's a web-based interface where they can see the results, manipulate the results. The other really interesting thing we're finding is that if we find a leak, we can leave the boxes there. We can monitor it on a, let's call it a semi-permanent basis until the utility can mobilize to fix the leak. That way, if it starts to increase in volume and starts to become critical, they'll know it immediately so that they can act upon it in a more timely fashion and not have it. Several times we've found leaks for clients, and while they're waiting to fix them, the road is blown up. So this can alleviate that type of disaster.
Okay. How can a utility help conserve water using this?
So if you look at utilities we've worked with, and I'll take Las Vegas Valley Water District as an example, their pipes are very young in relative terms to many North American cities. And we've gone out, or using our technology, Las Vegas has gone out and found a number of leaks on their pipes. Some of them fairly significant. One under I-215, for example, that they found with our technology and repaired. There's another one under I-15 that they're repairing right now. These are things that, my feeling is, if Las Vegas, with their young infrastructure, goes out and finds these kinds of issues, that there has to be a lot of these types of leaks out there, and people just don't know that they exist because there has been no easy technology that they can deploy to find them. Mm-hmm. So this type of technology now is available. Because it's web-based, the clients can go out and place the nodes and we can remotely monitor them. So I don't need I don't need to send engineers out on site for day after day. So it becomes a very cost-effective way of lowering your water loss through your large mains.